Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 32. And when the people saw that Moshe was so long in coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aharon and said to him,
"Arise, make us mighty ones who go before us.
For this Moshe, the man who brought us up out of the land of Mitzrayim, we do not know what has become of him."
And Aharon said to them,
"Take off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me."
And all the people took off their golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them to Aharon. And he took from their hand, and he formed it with an engraving tool, and made a molded calf. And they said,
"This is your mighty one, O Yisrael,
that brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim."
And Aharon saw, and built an altar before it. And Aharon called out, and said,
"Tomorrow is a festival to Yahweh."
And they rose early on the next day, and offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. And Yahweh said to Moshe,
"Go, get down, for your people whom you have brought out of the land of Mitzrayim have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and have bowed themselves to it and slaughtered to it and said, 'This is your mighty one, O Yisrael, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim.'"
And Yahweh said to Moshe,
"I have seen this people, and see, it is a stiff-necked people. And now, let me alone, that my wrath might burn against them, and I consume them, and I make of you a great nation."
But Moshe pleaded with Yahweh, his Elohim, and said,
"Yahweh, why does your wrath burn against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Mitzrayim with great power and with a strong hand? Why should the Mitzrites speak and say, 'For evil he brought them out, to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth'? Turn from the heat of your wrath and relent from this evil to your people. Remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by yourself and said to them, 'I increase your seed like the stars of the Shamayim, and all this land that I have spoken of, I give to your seed, and they shall inherit it forever.'"
And Yahweh relented from the evil which he said he would do to his people. And Moshe turned and went down from the mountain, and in his hand were the two tablets of the witness, tablets written on both their sides, written on the one and on the other. And the tablets were the work of Elohim, and the writing was the writing of Elohim engraved on the tablets. And Yahushua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, and he said to Moshe,
"A noise of battle in the camp."
But he said,
"It is not the sound of those who shout of might, nor is it the sound of those who cry out in weakness, but the sound of singing that I hear."
And it came to be, as soon as he came near the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moshe's displeasure burned, and he threw the tablets out of his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire, and ground it into powder, and scattered it on the face of the water, and made the children of Yisrael drink it. And Moshe said to Aharon,
"What did this people do to you that you have brought so great a sin upon them?"
And Aharon said,
"Do not let the displeasure of my master burn. You know the people, for evil is in them. And they said to me, 'Make us mighty ones who go before us. For this Moshe, the man who brought us out of the land of Mitzrayim, we do not know what has become of him.' And I said to them, 'Whoever has gold, let them take it off.' And they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire. And this calf came up."
And Moshe saw that the people were let loose, for Aharon had let them loose to to their shame among their enemies. And Moshe stood in the entrance of the camp and said,
"Who is for Yahuwah? To me!"
And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves to him. And he said to them,
"Thus said Yahuwah, Elohim of Yisrael, each one put his sword on his side, pass over to and fro from gate to gate in the camp, and each one slay his brother, and each one his friend, and each one his relative."
And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moshe. And about 3,000 men of the people fell that day. And Moshe said,
"You are ordained for Yahuwah today. Since each one has been against his son and his brother, so as to bring upon you a beracha today."
And it came to be on the next day that Moshe said to the people,
You have sinned a great sin. And now I am going up to Yahuwah, if I might atone for your sin."
And Moshe returned to Yahuwah and said,
"Oh, these people have sinned a great sin and have made for themselves a mighty one of gold. And now, if you would lift their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book which you have written."
And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
"Whoever has sinned against me, I blot him out of my book. And now, go, lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. See, my messenger goes before you, and in the day of my visitation, I shall visit their sin upon them."
And Yahuwah plagued the people because they made the calf which Aharon made.